Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
So the weekend gets busy, and I don't have ESPN Plus, so I knew the UConn game was at 3 o'clock football, and I just assumed that it would be, you know, maybe a pretty good game, but that UConn would win it. You know, they're an FBS school, and Delaware's an FCS school, and, you know, I just assumed. And you know what that does to you. And they end up losing in overtime, and UConn finds themselves 1-2. 1-2. When a lot of people thought they could be 3-0, or at the minimum 2-1. So we want to welcome in Dom Amore from the Hartford Courant to talk a little bit about it. And we're about, I'd say about 3 weeks away from his book with Jim Calhoun coming out, mm-hmm. More Than a Game, How the UConn Basketball Dynasty Was Built Upon a Culture of Caring. Really interesting take through some biographical looks at former players and people in his orbit. We've talked about it on the show, but again, you can pre-order on Amazon, and it's out on October 7th. Dom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So I guess the basic question is, what the heck happened?
Well, you know, you knew one thing you knew going into the season for UConn was that their defense had a lot of new players and was going to probably be in a transitional phase, would probably take a while to get straightened out. I thought their defense played really, really well at Syracuse. I mean, they were up, they controlled the game for nearly all of it, but the last 5 minutes, obviously, they were exposed a little bit in their inability to stop big pass plays. And then yesterday, you know, Delaware, which is has transitioned to FBS, they're now in Conference USA, and they obviously did a pretty good job of transitioning because they had the athletic ability to run up and down the field against UConn. So that was, people at Delaware would feel like, hey, this is a big feather in our cap. We've done a good job. But for UConn, it's a setback. It's a big setback to lose that one. You need nothing to hang your head about at Syracuse. But, you know, yes, that was a big setback, I thought, for the program.
Well, listen, and I didn't know that they were upgrading up to FBS, yeah. But, you know, they gained over 500 yards total. Yeah. And I just would assume that that's not particularly acceptable, including like 250 yards on the ground. But, you know, the Syracuse game was stunning because I think that, you know, if you were watching it or monitoring it, you assumed that they were going to hold on and win that game. Yeah. And that would have been, it's not a transformative win, but that's a big win if they beat Syracuse at Syracuse. Yeah. Do you think, and again, like you said, offensively, when you look at the numbers from the Delaware game, I mean, they had a 100-yard rusher. They got 3 running touchdowns. They got, I mean, Fagnano played solid. I mean, he had 2 touchdown passes, no interceptions. But I would ask, do you think that there's some sort of lingering disappointment from Syracuse that bled into this game?
It's possible. I mean, it's possible. I mean, I'm sure that was a tough game to bounce back from. There's bound to be a letdown. So that's certainly possible. It'd be very human for that to be the case. But, you know, again, when you're trying to reach the goals they're trying to reach, you know, you can't have that. So there certainly can't be any more lingering disappointment over last week because they've got to turn around and win this one against Ball State Saturday at home to kind of get things back on track.
Yeah, I mean, their schedule, let's be honest, it's not the toughest schedule. And there's a lot of winnable games. I mean, of course, you have BC, you have Duke in there, you have Air Force in there. But there's at least 4 or 5, you know, games that you think that they – you wouldn't say should, but they certainly, it's a stronger, it's in between could and should, if you will. What is this whole thing that you've seen so far tell us about this team? Might they not be as good as last year? Everyone assumed they would be at least as good as last year.
Well, I would say that they should be at least as good as last year, and they may turn out that they will be. But obviously Saturday was just a bad day, and you know, Delaware would have been in that category of teams that they should win, only because it was Delaware's first ever home game as an FBS program. I mean, that's a tough transition to make. you know, last year UConn went 7-0 against the group of five opponents, and now they've already lost their first one. So yeah, I mean, they should be just as good as they should be as good as last year. They should be better than last year. Maybe they will be, but that was certainly a wake up call that, you know, teams are going to take UConn very seriously. You know, that win for Delaware, that game ball is probably going to go in their trophy case for decades, their first win. And a lot of the teams that they beat last year are going to be, approach them much differently this year. Teams like Buffalo and Florida Atlantic, et cetera. So, you know, I think it's probably a sign that, teams are going to take them seriously, and UConn's got to be prepared for that and match their intensity.
Yeah, interesting stuff. We're talking with Dom Amore from the Hartford Current here on Brian and Company. Again, his book with Jim Calhoun is coming out next month, More Than a Game. You can check it out on Amazon. I did want to ask you really quickly, I know you did some work with the Connecticut Sun. Just generally speaking, I ask this question of everybody. What is your sense handicapping whether they'll end up here?
Well, I still think there's a pretty good chance they end up in Hartford, that the thing is settled. It may take a court case or the threat of a court case for that to happen. But, you know, the one thing I would say, I alluded to this the other day, and, you know, the politicians and other public figures who are involved in it really need to stop talking about basketball capital of the world and how many championships UConn has won. And, you know, Adam Silver is not gonna take that seriously. He's going to laugh at that. That means nothing here. You've got to present, you've got to stick to the business and the legal aspects of this to prevail. You're not going to prevail on that sentiment. You know, everyone knows people in Connecticut want the team to stay, but you've got to convince the WNBA and the NBA to let them stay or to butt out and allow the transaction to happen where they do stay. And for that, I think you've got to stay. You've got to stick to a business and legal approach to this. I think that's what really needs to happen.
Dom, great stuff. We appreciate the time and the insight. We'll talk to you again when the book launch happens.
You got it, Brian. Thank you.
The great Dom Amore from the Hartford Current.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.